these soldiers are on a mission to push out Islamic State fighters from Syria's northern city of Hasaka. For days, the area has turned into a battleground between Kurdish-led Syrian forces and ISIL, with more attacks and a rising death toll. Here, death is easy to come by. Lifeless bodies of suspected ISIL fighters are laid out by Kurdish forces near a dirt road. But dozens of people have been killed on both sides. The latest battle broke out after ISIL stormed the Ghwayran prison, which housed more than 3,500 suspected members of the armed group. Many managed to escape and are believed to be on the loose. Now there are concerns the attacks could signal the group's comeback 3 years after it was defeated. Some local leaders say support for ISIL is increasing as resentment grows against the Kurdish-led administration, often accused of discriminating against the majority Arab population.
We're hoping God will make things better so we can go back home. We're renting a house, but now we have nowhere to go. We have no one but God.
Families are leaving their homes amid a harsh winter. Entire neighborhoods left virtually empty as Kurdish forces close in on their targets.
We're homeless now. We didn't sleep last night. We're dead walking. We're dying of fear. We've been walking since this morning. And now the cold is not helping at all.
What began as an attack on a Syrian prison may signal the start of a new front between Kurdish forces and ISIL. Paul Chatterjian, Al Jazeera.